Tom, you make some roster moves?
Deion Grant joined us this afternoon.
Can you talk about Grant and how he fits in back there with the other safeties?
Well, he's a veteran safety who's always been a guy that you could rely on for knowing everybody's assignment, being able to really understand the game. He's very smart. You know, he's played a long time. You know, he's just a good, good, solid football player that we know will help us back there.
What was the timing right to bring him in now?
It's just after one game and into the second game, and just part of the evaluation process, really.
You're going to go back to the free safety
looking user? That's a possibility.
Was Coach Fuel lobbying for that, did he say?
No, not really, no.
Could have anything to do with what you saw in the field with, you know, some of the young guys?
It always has to do a little bit with something like that, yeah.
You get to see that, like Tyler, and see, you know, where can you fit in and then you know, kind of figure out, is that best, is that part of it?
Well, Tyler is probably one of the guys that did pretty well. So it's just a matter of the quality, the numbers, and, you know, projecting another week from now, where will we be? So we need to get out in front of what the next moves are elsewhere in order to be able to have a player that we think we're probably going to need down the road.
Tom, how much do the intangibles weigh in bringing Grant back as well? Because it seems like he was very vocal as well in the locker room.
Well, you got to have solid people in the locker room, and that's something that we would rely on him to do and be for us, would be a guy who's been there, done it, and can help a lot of the younger guys.
Coach, when you see a guy like Will Beattie, John, and O.C., what do you think?
Usually it comes from the other one. And O.C. usually gets him going. But it's very competitive, and it's been healthy. It's been real good because they've been doing that since Will got here as a rookie. You know, and probably someday O.C.'s going to take credit for Beattie.
Do you see more confidence in Beattie, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. He's got a ways to go, but I do see that.
Even though it's only practice, can that help bring out the aggressiveness you want to see in a guy like that?
Well, just to work against 90 and 72, just to be over there on that left side and have to work against those guys every day, you better bring your A game to practice.
Or you could be embarrassed that way. You know, if you have a bad game against those two guys, you know, it's inadequate.
You could, yeah. That hasn't happened, but it could.
Does that surprise you a little that it hasn't happened, that JPP hasn't embarrassed him? Or?
Oh, they've gone really well against each other. They've both done, you know, played and competed and done well, very well in practice. And that helps advance. You know, I really think that has helped.
Tom, you talked yesterday about how Jernigan the last few days and the game have been some of his better days. But what in particular stood out to you about?
Last night I thought he was better, too. I thought he practiced better. I thought he had a little more confidence, knew a little bit more about what he was trying to accomplish. I think you just got to continue to bring that out of them.
Tom, the new kickoff rules in the first week, what do you see from them in terms of the effect they had on the game?
A lot of guys bringing it out from deep in the end zone.
Is that something you want to see from an evaluation perspective, you know, to see the coverage units?
Well, you got to see, you need that, yeah. And most teams are encouraging the returner to bring it out and therefore test the cover unit plus the kickoff return team. So you need to see that. And that's why you see so much of this going on in preseason. People are bringing it out from very deep. We're told to do that and told that this is the only way we're going to have a chance to evaluate our kickoff return team.
Do you think they'll be more conservative when the regular season begins?
I would think.
So, I mean, at the time the rule was put in place, what was your reaction to it?
Well, it was presented in the beginning. It was all the safety and player safety was the preface to the rule change. And so with that being the case, you know, that's the way it was presented. That's the way it was accepted.
Aren't those collisions, though, still going?
Absolutely. Sure they are. But they're counting on less returns.
Is Tyus continuing to make progress?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I don't think it's going to be any, wow, all of a sudden next day I feel a whole lot better kind of thing. It's going to take some time.
Last week we kept talking about guys that weren't coming back. Is Deion enough of a guy that there's a little bit of a boost? That
I think so. I think the players will be excited to have Deion back in the locker room.
Have you seen any other punters so far?
Punters? I liked what they did the other night. I liked the competition, and hope it continues. You know, when you take 50 yards of return, still had the net of 39-4 or whatever that was. That's pretty impressive.
Coach, have you determined roles in the running game yet? How they're going to share the load, and what situations Brad and Ahmed are going to be in?
Not really. I mean, that usually sorts itself out pretty well. And we'll get to that the more opportunities we give each one of them in the games.
You feel both of them can do similar things in the backfield despite the differences in size?
Yeah, they can do similar things, but they also can do different things.
What did you guys like about Derek Martin?
He worked out very well for us. You know, he was actually playing pretty well before he got hurt last year. He has special teams credentials, which is something we're constantly looking at.